Just wanted to start by saying that the story was inspired by a request by the lovely Piggy Nielsen. She comments on my channel frequently, so I wanted to say thank you to her for always being so supportive and for giving me this idea. If you enjoyed this video and this collection of stories, be sure to thank her as well, because without her suggesting it, I probably wouldn't have done this. Enjoy. To first start off, I live in a little city in SoCal with my roommate, who happens to be my cousin. During this coronavirus pandemic, however, I've been staying with my parents who live in a very small town in Northern California. Because of my time in SoCal, I really don't like staying in NorCal, and I would rather live back at my apartment. The reason why I haven't done it is because my parents might think that I will get very lonely there since everything is closed down, and my roommate is not there as he's also with his parents. However, since I had to go back for a specific reason, my parents wanted me to take their dog, Mocha, so I wouldn't feel as lonely staying there. I loved her, so I didn't mind one bit. Mocha is a small Palm Chee dog that loves to play around with me and is usually by my side for most of the time. She also loves to go on runs with me, so I occasionally do take her on jogs. On a Wednesday night, I decided to go running with her. Whenever I go on my runs, I go at night, because that's the time that I'm most energetic, and all the times I went running at night, I'd never had any types of encounters or occurrences. I put Mocha on a leash, and off we went. About 20 minutes into our run, I was running through this creek, and where there was a park next to it, and a bunch of trees surrounding it, with houses to the other side. The trail was pretty narrow, and the street lamps were pretty dim, but still bright enough to help me see up ahead. As I'm running with music playing, my leash was tugged by Mocha. This usually happens when she wants to go to the bathroom, so I stopped to let her do her thing. But when I turned around, she was in her alert stance, looking straight behind where we had ran. I just assumed that maybe she'd heard a squirrel or any small animal, as she usually does this when she sees one. I was tugging on her leash, telling her, "Let's go, there's nothing there." She didn't oblige at first, she just kept looking behind us. It took me about 4 or 5 tugs before she finally came to me. I resumed playing my music, and we both went off running. I was almost out of the creek, and then I would meet a narrow sidewalk that went straight ahead. The trail only had to take a few short turns. Probably a minute or two later, Mocha tugged on the leash again, and went on her alert stance behind us. She did an aggressive bark and then started to growl. I stopped and was looking all around behind us. I was kind of freaked out because the trail had a couple turns and curves. This means that something was most likely following us. My first guess was a lost dog, which was unsettling because Mocha is tiny. If it was a big dog, it could easily overpower her. As I was looking around the dim area for a split second, I see a humanoid figure about 15 yards away from me, right behind a bush next to a tree. I immediately turned my eyes to the opposite direction and was pretending that I did not see him, but boy was my heart pounding. I didn't see any figures or his face, I just saw the outline of his upper body. I didn't have any weapons on me as a self-defense. If this guy is following me, my best solution was to run off without him trying to catch me. I tried to act cool and told Mocha to let's go. The trail was going to end, I just had to make a turn and it would be a straight sidewalk that was about 300 to 400 yards. There are fences on both sides of the sidewalk, so the only solution was to keep running forward. I went back to jogging, and right as I turned the corner, and made sure that I was out of view from the person. Then, I went on to a full-on sprint as quietly as I could. The sidewalk was ahead of me, so I made sure to just keep on running. I kept looking behind me to see if I was really being followed. About 70 yards away, I saw a person come into view from the turn, and then he went and sprinted as fast as he could towards me. As if I wasn't sprinting, I then sprinted as fast as I could. I've never sprinted that fast in my entire life. Looking back at it, I'm amazed at how fast I was running. Mocha was keeping up with me about 100 yards ahead of me, sprinting, and I looked back. This guy was still running behind me. He had a dark hoodie on, sweatpants, and appeared to be 6 foot tall. He was still in the same distance that I noticed him, which means that he was pretty fast as well. The sidewalk was going to end at about 100 yards, and then it would lead into a neighborhood. I thought, well, I could lose him there. I was slowly getting out of breath, and my adrenaline was beginning to die down. I kept sprinting, hoping that I wouldn't get too tired too quickly. 100 yards of me sprinting, I finally made it into the neighborhood, out of breath. This neighborhood was pretty broad, so if I were to keep running, the person would have spotted me right away, and at the pace he was running, it didn't seem like a good idea. My best solution was to hide. I went straight to a random house and jumped over to their backyard, where I would be well hidden behind the fence. I basically threw Mocha over and then myself. We were both panting, but I tried to keep quiet as I heard footsteps coming by. The guy had finished the trail and was now in the neighborhood. He stopped running, and I heard him panting. I was hearing him mutter as he was out of breath. He just kept saying, "Fuck, what the fuck?" I was holding Mocha, scratching her so she wouldn't bark or growl. About 5 minutes later, I heard footsteps walking away and then slowly fading. I waited about 10 minutes in complete silence to be sure he wasn't close by. I peeked my head around the fence, and I was all alone now. I got Mocha and went to the opposite direction from where I heard the guy go. Even though I was tired, I tried to jog just so I could get home sooner. I kept looking around me. I was very paranoid that the guy would be here around somewhere. I made it back home with no problem, and I gotta thank Mocha for pretty much telling me that someone was behind me and stalking us. I don't know how long he was following us or what he was planning on doing. I just hope he didn't get a clear glimpse of my face because I don't want to run up to him ever again. The OP added a comment, edit. I live in Irvine, California, and I am a guy. If you know the area, then you can tell it's mostly peaceful and quiet. Almost nothing happened since I moved here about a year ago. However, around there have been many crime reports in Newport Beach and Oceanside since last summer. Occasionally, it's been robbery and break-ins. Men are known to become targets for these crimes. Last October, a man was leaving a bar at Newport alone at night, and while he was walking, he got robbed by someone and stabbed in the stomach. Luckily, he survived with no permanent injuries. The guy that got stabbed was 6'1 and lean built. I'm 5'7 and pretty lean. But due to these cases, fighting the guy or trying to talk tough would have been a dumb thing to do. During these situations, there's no time to think. Whatever goes on in your mind or gut, that's always the first thing you do. My greyhound loves walkies. He's an absolute fiend for them, and will actually bark at me to demand we go out to explore the neighborhood in the evenings. This works well for me, since I'm more of a night person by nature, and often it's too hot to walk him during the day. I'm female, I'm on the shorter side, 5'3", or 160 centimeters, and I often get comments about how large my dog is compared to me. Greyhounds aren't known for being good attack dogs. They're really just friendly goofs. but I have found that many people just see a large black dog and assume that he's vicious. His black coat is actually a bit of a problem, since he becomes practically invisible in the dark, what I like to refer to as his stealth mode. So usually when I'm out walking him, I'm more concerned with cars not being able to see us, rather than being attacked by a stranger. I even got a flashing collar, aka a disco collar, for him to wear at night, after he was nearly hit by a car while we were crossing the street. One night, back during the height of the pandemic in our area, we were walking home from a local dog-friendly sports field where he had been practicing some zoomies. It was only about 8:30 in the evening, but completely dark, and the whole area was empty due to restrictions and it being late autumn. The disco collar was in need of a recharge and was barely visible by the time we were heading home. We were walking down a quiet residential street that we had been down at least a dozen times before, when I hear a car fast approaching behind us, going way too fast, only to slam on its brakes a short distance past us. Okay, creepy, but maybe they're just some idiot teenagers. They were driving erratically, like someone who's really bad at driving a clutch, and I'm pretty sure they accidentally killed the engine when they stopped. I felt a little bit more relaxed when I saw them jerkily pull into a driveway, only to go on high alert again when I saw them turn around. I decided to start walking towards a nearby house, hoping that if the person in the car wanted to harm me, they would think I was walking up to my own home. The house also had a short fence in front of the yard, and I wanted to put some barrier between me and the road, even if it was only 1.5 foot high. I only intended to go into the yard a bit, since to this day, I have no clue who lives in that house, but then I realized that this car was slowing down as it was approaching me. At this point, I start backing further into the front yard, keeping my eyes on the car as it cuts across the road so it can put me and my dog in its headlights. My heart stops when the car does this. It was diagonal, blocking the street with the front of the car angled towards us. I'm standing in the middle of some stranger's yard, fully convinced that someone is about to jump out of the car and try to grab me. And all I have to defend myself is a bag of dog poo. Then, the car just drives off down the road. They had to restart it because the idiots killed it again when they gave me the fright of my life, but they just went away without saying or doing anything. It was only when they were almost out of view that it occurred to me to try to get the license plate, and I was so panicked, I couldn't tell you the color of the car for sure. I stood around for a few minutes to see if they would come back, but they didn't. I thought about calling the cops, but decided that I didn't want to wait around, and it didn't occur to me until much later that I could have just given them a statement when I was somewhere safer. I then walked home, completely confused as to what just happened. As I was replaying things in my head, a thought occurred to me. Between the bad street lighting and his disco collar running out of charge, whoever was in that car, they wouldn't have been able to see my dog the first time they drove past. It wouldn't have been until I was in front of that yard, in the headlights of this vehicle, that the driver would have been able to see the 65-pound dog standing next to me. I can never know for sure, but I really believe that whatever that person wanted to do, seeing my good boy, made them decide against it. So, I'm a 13 male, and I live somewhere in Alabama with my family. My dog, Boomer, has some good genes in his blood, so he's a good dog. He's a Doberman mixed with some sort of hound, so he has a good guard dog genes in him, and also hunting dog. So, Boomer had different sounds for different things. He has a whiny bark for whenever he needs something, and he has his kind of deepish bark that's equivalent to, "Hey, what's that?" Then he also has an aggressive bark when the thing he's barking at gets too close, and then there's the ghost howl, a chilling howl when he finds something. So, I'm inside reading some stories on Reddit when I hear Boomer switching between his whiny bark and his deep bark. I go outside to check on him because, well, he might be stuck or he may see another dog. So I go outside, and Boomer is looking at the area behind him while pacing back and forth while looking at me and the field area. I get closer to Boomer and his ears go back, and the fur on his lower back stands up, and he starts barking aggressively. When I stupidly get too close to find out what he's barking at, and when I get out of Boomer's chain length, we keep him on a chain because he's too big for the inside, and he breaks other bindings. A man then lunges at me, and out of reflex, I jerk backwards back to Boomer. Boomer barks some more, but the guy doesn't get the hint and keeps coming at me. Boomer barks a final time before jumping up and biting his arm. The man screams in pain, alerting my grandma, who looks out the kitchen window and sees everything that's happening. She calls the police while my grandpa comes outside with his gun ready. The man kicks at my dog and then runs off into the night. The police never found the man, but he knows if he comes back, he's getting bit and then possibly shot. Who knows what would have happened if my dog wasn't a good guard dog. This happened whenever I was 12 or 13 years old. We were visiting our ex-neighbors and took our two little dogs with us. At some point after lunch, our parents asked my friend and I to take the dogs out for a walk. While on our way back to the apartment, we saw a creepy dude walking in our direction. His behavior was so weird. He was whistling very suspiciously, looking at the sky with a terrifying grin on his face. I knew it was bad the second my dogs were growling and barking at him, way before he even got near us. They never do this. They're so nice and sweet. I suspect they would even greet a thief breaking into our house. We naturally ran away and got back home very quickly. As it turns out, this guy was known in the neighborhood for being a pedophile and had several other mental health issues. So that, my friends, was once again a collection of Dogs Are Hero Stories. Stories involving dogs where the dog saves the person in some way, shape, or form. If you did enjoy this, please do consider subscribing to the channel by hitting that subscribe button, bell icon next to it. You can also follow me on all my social media platforms or support the channel through Patreon, Ko-fi, or channel memberships. All this optional and all of it greatly appreciated. All that said, I wanted to move into this new random thing that I'm doing, which is the word of the day. Yesterday's video, two winners. First up is Mia Mina, with her interesting, almost short story take on it. The old Romani woman moved to look at the woman with the deep green eyes as her grandson brought the woman in. She watched the woman moving while she was led to a chair at the table with her. The hot tea was still sitting in the tea set on the table. Carefully, her grandson poured the green-eyed woman a cup of the lamiaceous tea, putting just a touch of honey in it to sweeten it more. "Do you take cream?" he asked, looking at the green-eyed woman watching him. I don't know," she said, stammering as she answered. "I, just not this time, I guess." And the other one that I would say was the best one was Annie Red J with her comment, the part that says, "And remember, 9 out of 10 child's heart devouring, sacrificial land protecting scarecrows recommend Crest mouthwash for a cool, lamiaceous breath." The 10th just says, "York peppermint patties get the lamiaceous sensation." Both of these comments were amazing. Thank you to both of you. So, let's move on to today's word of the day. Today's word of the day is underlying. That is U-N-D-E-R-L-Y-I-N-G. Meaning, lying beneath or below, or the basic fundamental evident only on close inspection. Anterior and prior in claim of or being present in deep structure. I think most of you know what the word underlying means, so use it in a short story or comment, and the best one will get featured on the next video. So, I don't know. This is fun. I may just keep doing it. I actually went and bought a dictionary just to have words that I could randomly choose, so. Alright, I hope you have a beautiful day, and I hope I'll see you on the next video. As always, my friends, I love you all, and yeah, enjoy your Friday. And I'll see you tomorrow, but until then, sleep well.